Back on Air Talk, members of the baby boomer generation, that's folks now over 55 if you're keeping track, own roughly one out of every four homes in Southern California. And demographers think that many of these boomers won't be in their homes for long, maybe because they want to downsize, maybe because they'll move into senior care, or maybe because they'll reach the end of their lives. The result is likely to be a wave of new homes into the housing market. A big wave. Zillow decided to call it the Silver Tsunami. And the question is what this tsunami of boomer-owned homes into the market will mean for home prices, for Gen Xers or millennials hoping to buy, for California's housing affordability crisis, rather. And joining me to discuss this wave is Dowell Myers, urban planning and demography professor at the Price School of Public Policy at USC. Professor Myers, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You've been writing about this since 2007. Silver Tsunami sounds kind of like a comic book superhero name. Have you ever considered adopting one?
No. I stick to aging baby boomers.
There you go. So in a report you wrote on this mass exodus on the horizon of boomers from their homes, you described one of the baseline conditions for this trend that I thought was surprising, that there are a lot of baby boomers who own homes and for whatever reason, they aren't leaving. Put that into some perspective for us. How many homes do they own and why have they stayed put so far?
Older people don't like to move very much. They accumulate a lot of possessions and they hang in there. They're going to stay in their homes a long time still to go, but in the next decade, we begin to have a pretty big sell-off as more and more people decide to retire or they actually die and leave the housing market that way.
And the other thing that you wrote about is that boomers actually aren't downsizing, as you know, you might have read in popular news stories. In fact, they're still buying houses.
Well, I'm a boomer, and I have downsized because I'm a housing professional. But the regular public, they don't. They're holding on to their life, you know, family, how do I say this, a family home where their children grew up, and they just stay there, especially in California. No one leaves here because of bad weather, whereas in the Midwest, they do leave. They flee the idea of having to keep shoveling snow. But that's not a push in California, so we stay.
So let's talk about what this wave is going to look like. I'll try and use air quotes every time I say silver tsunami. But what is it going to look like? How is this going to flood into the market? Is it going to happen all at once, gradually, geographically? Is there going to be some kind of differential in where these homes are going to be placed? Or is it going to be pretty even across the board? Can you sort of map out where this wave is going to wash ashore?
Well, okay. So, you know, aging is a continuous process. It happens gradually, one year at a time, but it does catch up with you eventually. The oldest boomers are going to be 74 in 2020. That starts tomorrow, I think.
Right.
That's the oldest. The youngest are 56, and so it's a very wide range. It's 18 years was the boom, and so the beginning of it of the oldest group will, you know, be the vanguard, obviously. But they don't. We don't see much change happening until, you know, they get past 80, and then it starts to pick up for the oldest ones. So it'll be most obvious in places where you have an older population already, and you do not have young people. And so that would be places like the Midwest, where they haven't attracted younger workers. Texas, Arizona, Florida, they have a lot of young people, so there's plenty of younger home buyers to soak up any sales. The problem is going to be in the Midwest, and possibly in California. There is a change happening here right now. As we all know, there's been a lot of talk about the out-migration from California and the housing affordability problems that make it hard for young families to get established here. And as we lose our young people, we are losing our future home buyers and our future workers and our future taxpayers. So this crisis of the millennials is something I think that has not been taken seriously by folks.
Yeah, Zillow put out a map describing where boomers are likely to release the most homes into the market. And as you sort of are describing, it's retiree hotbeds that are seeing the highest influx, you know, sort of projected homes that are going to be released in the marketplace, like Palm Springs. And while there are going to be some more homes in coastal communities of Southern California, like Santa Monica or West LA, there won't be quite as many. And that's where the millennials are flocking right now. I'm wondering, to what extent is there a mismatch between where the you know, quote unquote, silver tsunami is going to happen and where millennials want to live, as we're sort of talking about this discussion of where this is going to be the biggest impact?
Boy, well, the millennials are a very big generation. They're the biggest, and they live everywhere. they're actually out in the suburbs and they're downtown also. That's their distinction. The thing is, it's not just all going to hang on millennials. There's another group that is not discussed about, I don't think, in the Zillow report, and that's immigrants.
Mm.
And in the last decade, immigrants were about 40% of the growth in homeowners. So they're a very big factor that could absorb homes, and they will go wherever. They'll go to the Inland Empire. They'll go to anywhere they can, usually places that are more affordable, not the most expensive, like Santa Barbara or Santa Monica.
Mm.
So that's another factor, too. So but immigrants have been cut off recently. Growth in, you know, has really subsided dramatically since 2000. And so they aren't, it's always possible that we could bring them back. Right now we're chasing them away.
Right.
So, but the millennials are here and they're growing up. And so the oldest millennials now, the peak millennial is going to be, 30, next year, born in 1990. It's the biggest number born in California and born in the U.S. So they'll be 30 and they've been living doubled up in their 2-bedroom apartments.
Right.
In Silver Lake or downtown areas or and
maybe want to find their way into the housing market. Maybe to sort of discuss about what that looks like and how that affects home prices, the interplay not only of immigrant groups that, as we were sort of discussing, millennials or Gen Xers looking to get into the housing market as well. Let's bring in an expert in California's housing market, Adam Fowler, Director of Research with Beacon Economics. He joins us via Skype. Adam, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Kyle.
So I was reading the Wall Street Journal when we're talking about the potential downsides here. Boomer homes will flood the market, quote, on the scale of the housing bubble in the mid-2000s. This time they won't be driven by overbuilding, easy credit, or irrational exuberance, close quote. That's what the Wall Street Journal wrote about this. But now I'm thinking, what if the effect of this is the same? Is there the potential here for some really, really kind of big downsides for the housing market as these homes begin to flood in?
Not that we're seeing. I mean, the national articles, both Zillow and the Wall Street Journal, are talking nationwide. And California is unique in a number of ways. But I think, as Dal mentioned, the Midwest, some of the more retirement communities where older folks have flocked, I think it's a realistic problem where there might be a bit of a mismatch, that glut kind of coming online. I think the real key here is exactly that, where the location is going to be and that price point to meet the future demand. Millennials are the biggest group now in California, but they've not been mirroring their older cohorts in terms of their home buying behavior. They are more racially and ethnically diverse than their older generational cohorts, and they've been held out of the housing market for a little while. There's been a bit of a rebound, but they've delayed a lot of kind of socio-demographic milestones in their lives. So marriage, childbearing, forming their own household. And that is a pent-up demand that is quite large, even compared to the turnover we expect in the gradual passing of older members of the boomer cohort. So here in California, the location of where some of those properties will be coming online will be interesting. It's probably not going to be where our job centers are or are forecasted to be, and really probably not help affordability given the lower construction numbers we've seen at the same time. So the pent-up demand is very real, and it's going to take quite a bit more than just an uptick in baby boomer passing and turnover of their properties.
Yeah, I guess I'm concerned, obviously, as a millennial, I'm looking at this and thinking it's an opportunity maybe for me to break into a really, you know, expensive housing market. On the other hand, if there are so many homes on the market and it becomes a buyer's market to the point where maybe a seller would think, I'm going to hold on to my home and on the thought that I don't want to sell it at a loss or try and avoid doing that, is that a concern that if there are really so many homes that come onto the market, it could really be a problem for the overall health of the market?
Oversupply in California is a long ways off, if ever. We just don't simply see that happening, especially in the areas where we've had a lot of job growth, where younger families are trying to get started. I think, you know, that one of the big problems is, Kyle, you probably trying to save up myself. I'm a millennial as well. It becomes very hard in terms of down payments and costs to actually get into the market. So we've got two things kind of financially going on. Most millennials are renting a lot later, living often in overcrowded or kind of paired up conditions with roommates because the rental prices have been so high. And so that really puts a damper on the amount of money you're able to put back to put forward a down payment and get into the homeowner market. At the same time, folks are incentivized. In California, because of Prop 13, we give every incentive in the world for older folks right. who may actually want to downsize not to. So your family has gone, they've moved on. Maybe the house you raised your family in is too large. You'd like to downsize and open up that property for a new family. We've really, because of the appreciation of the homes, capital gains, and higher property taxes, we really in California wanted to lock people in, those older generations, into where they live. And I don't think that can be really underestimated
as a factor in California's current housing situation. My thanks to Adam Fowler, the director of research with Beacon Economics, an expert in Southern California's housing market. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
And thanks to Dowell Myers, a professor of demography, the Price School of Public Policy at USC. Discussing the baby boomer generation aging out of their homes, the so-called silver tsunami. We'll be back in just a minute to talk about robot umpires. Back in a moment on Air Talk.